you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Hello, boys and girls. It's your old pal Ian here. We just had a cat emergency, but it ended up being feline. Fine.
Feline. You look like an undercover cop trying to get blown at a lake.
Hey, that'd be funny. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You want to go to jail? No? On your knees, teeth.
Wow, welcome.
Hey, Napoleon Dynamite. I got some tater tots in my front pocket, if you know what I mean.
Get him.
Good to be here.
Hey, Smiles, clam it up. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks, Officer Improv.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys. Share, subscribe, like to the YouTube page. And Zach, if you want to sub to the network, what do?
You let it whip you in the ass. So you say, I'm a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
If you guys want to subscribe to the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, and you're going to get a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. Hundreds of hours of uncensored content you can't get anywhere else. And if you like your subscription, keep it. You save $1 a month, and it's just $8.50 a month for all the shows.
Ooh.
Or, hey, if you want to spend the money, buy a hard drive, download every episode, put it on there, and fucking tell Ralph and Lewis to go screw.
Yeah. And also, if you don't want to sub to the network, these episodes come out Tuesday anyway.
Yeah, they come out anyway.
You can pump the brakes and hang out.
Last 10 episodes, they're always for free.
Yeah, why not? And shout out to the Bye Guys and Gals that came out to Stand Up Live in Phoenix. That was really cool to meet you guys. And a couple guys said that they subscribed to the network just for us. Isn't that nice?
That is a nice thing.
I blew them. Anyway...
No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry. Don't be so self-conscious.
No, not good. I thought that was going to get a big old chuckle. Hey, all right. Cool. We got one in the booth. Whatchamacallit?
Great. You've entertained half a werewolf. Congratulations.
Oh, fuck. Whatchamacallit? You want to introduce our guests?
Why don't you introduce our guests?
I don't know their names.
That's true.
What?
To my right, we've got the Mean Machine... Jeff Sheen.
Oh, now do I turn it on?
Yes.
Do your catchphrase, Jeff.
Do the catchphrase.
Oh, whoa, whoopsie daisy.
Classic Mean Machine. Right?
Yeah, I'm always making goofs.
That's pretty good. You know Jeff's bi.
That's right, because he told us you were gay.
Yes, but Jeff is bi.
Yeah, but you'll never know it.
Yeah.
Wait, do you really make memes? Because you're already funnier than Tank Sinatra, just so you know.
Yeah?
Wildly. By leaps and bounds.
Jeff is super funny.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, you guys have never met?
No, that's why I had you introduce our guests.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy. Dude, the hardest I think I've ever laughed at a bar show on a Sunday night on 14th and 3rd was at their show at Beauty Bar And it was the fun, dude. Sheen was on stage. I think you were like high or something.
Oh, he was regular.
Dude, you were on one, and it was the funniest fucking thing in the world.
When this engine gets going,
you can't turn it off.
I hate how you corrected your posture for that too.
Yeah, you did perk up, like an ostrich.
That's right.
He just pulled his head out of the sand. Yeah, it was awesome. You guys are great. And to Jeff's right is a multiple tiered guest on the show.
Yes.
Yes.
I come on. The listeners keep hating it, but you guys keep bringing it. I don't know.
Oh, I thought they liked you. So. No, you're one of our favorite guests to get when five other people can't show up.
And I'm happy.
And that's something we love.
And I'm happy I have nothing going on. It's perfect.
They call them all reliable.
You know who I bet's in town and has nothing going on? Old Timbo.
Old Timmy Tim. And to Zach's right, the wonderful, the funny Jeff Arcuri.
Hello.
Hello.
Now say something fucking mean about him.
Yeah, no. Do him.
Yeah. No, listen, this little pull string doll doesn't
give him a hard time. All right, I'll take it. That was not that bad.
You pull the strings, he puts his little arms up on, he goes,
yeah, yeah.
He says his catchphrase.
Well, it's not what I do.
Oopsie diddly.
Oopsie daisy.
Dude, I think the first time we met, you took me on a road gig.
Oh, dude, that was nuts.
Yeah.
We had like a car try to attack us while we were riding home. Remember that?
What?
Whoa!
What? Like the Stephen King novel,
dude.
Yeah, we're driving.
There's no driver.
It was me and him on the way back from a college, and this car pulled up next to us and started like swerving at us. With
so it was another car.
Yeah.
It wasn't your car attacking you.
No. Christine,
stop.
Yeah. So then they were like swerving into us, and then you were recording, I think.
Was I?
No, you were calling the cops, and I was driving, trying to get away from these 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And back to blue here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, calling the cops. Sounds like you.
Thanks, and then we realized
that was Virginia. They were white.
I had weed in the car.
Whoa.
And then I remember the description. We gave the cops the description of the car, and my car was a rental, and it was the same exact description as our car. So I'm like, cool, I just called the cops on us, kind
Hilarious.
Of. I remember being worried about that.
Also, I was worried that we weren't going to get paid because I got in a little trouble at the gig. First of all, this was 2017,
yeah.
I think, right after Charlottesville, and this was in Charlottesville, Virginia, right?
I don't remember.
So they gave us a big talking to. They're like, do not mention Charlottesville. Do not mention race. Do not mention this.
Yeah,
don't be sexist.
We're like, don't drive your car into the audience. Right.
Those people got attacked by a car.
Yeah. Whoopsie daisy.
There he goes.
No, I didn't know that there was like no drug content talk. And literally I was... First of all, okay, all right. I made a comment. This is how, okay. So many people are secretly racist and they don't even realize it. Mm. I made a comment on stage where I yelled the N-word and they took it as a what? No, I'm kidding. I was on stage and, I talked about how, like, in college, I would do the worm at, like, basketball games, and all these kids are like, do the worm, dance, dance. I go, I'm not your dancing monkey up here. And they all.
Yeah.
Because they thought I was talking about... And I was like, no, like a monkey with an organ grinder. And they like didn't get the reference. I was like, oh, God. So
you try to explain it too?
No, it's not good.
I remember the moment that they told me like get him off stage was because they said no drug talk. And then the guy that was like running it, the kid, it was like a liaison.
Someone smoking crack like some monkey. What?
That was the moment.
A crack smoking monkey?
They got the organ grinder.
These kids don't get references.
By the way, Crack Smoking Monkey does sound hilarious to watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Dude, I love when monkeys use their feet for things. Isn't that fun?
It sure is.
So I was basically giving like an anti-drug speech.
Yeah.
Just talking about how like it was cool they were all there and no one was drinking and like all that stuff's lame and everything. And I was like giving like an anti-drug pep talk with jokes. Come on, guys.
Beautiful.
And the guy walked in.
Sober by the grace of God. 13 years.
The guy walked in, heard me say like weed or like drinking or something.
You had said I'm sober. You don't need to drink and do drugs to have fun. Yeah. And he's like, which one of you guys smoke weed? You know, go ahead, you can clap. I'll be, you know, I won't look. And then the second they started clapping, you turned around and like, it was you. And so it was funny. And then that's when a kid walked in from like the pep rally and was like, they said no drug talk. And then he sprinted out and came back with a dean. And then she was like, get him off the
you
stage.
You got the dean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dean.
Dude, the kids that run those the kids that run those college shows are the biggest fucking dorks.
Dude,
they are the biggest dorks.
I hate to be like that guy that's like, you know, blah, blah, but it is tough. It's so fun. I did a college gig with Monroe years ago at this like liberal arts school in, I think, like Rhode Island or something. I literally have a picture on my phone. It was all white kids, and Monroe's on stage, and he was like, none of you are relating to this, are you? And they're like, no. And he's like, have you guys ever seen a black person before? They're like, yeah. He's like, have you ever touched a black person's hair? And they're like, no. And he goes, line up. And they all lined up. I have a picture of a girl reaching on stage to touch his hair.
Whoa.
And they were all like liberal, like whatever. That would not fly today, but it was such a funny... fun
thing.
Yeah,
that would be what insane.
What I would do to be in that line.
I know.
Man. Still, I mean, virgin tips over here.
I think you should not be able to speak on black issues unless you've touched black hair sexually or like friendshipally.
So it doesn't count if you sneak one on the subway.
I really want to weigh in.
Get them while they're asleep, you know?
You can't just go accidentally falling down.
You should be asked to touch it or touch it in an intimate way. And if you haven't, you got no opinion on shit. That's what I think.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I don't have any opinions on any of it. And
yeah, because nothing goes better in bed than trying to pull a black girl's hair. Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes it comes right off.
I've worn their weaves before. I was dating this black girl from Cape Verdean. She used to let me wear a wig.
What's Cape Verdean?
It's a part of Africa.
I knew. Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Racism rears its ugly head.
Yeah. Yep. Look at that.
I summer there.
But yeah, that was a really fun like road gig.
It actually wasn't bad. Yeah.
College is just snitch culture. Yeah. Like they train you to be a fucking schoolie.
Yeah.
Because I the one time I've ever been in trouble for weed, I smoked a joint in my room, and my two roommates were these two med students who like panicked, and they went and got the RA, and they told her, "Listen, we're not comfortable. Someone's smoking marijuana on the floor."
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
And because that
been me.
Oh yeah. My God.
I love snitching.
I wanted to kill him. And then I was shooting a movie at the time, and I had this interstitial thing where the thing on the TV was, it was called Girls Gone Heil. It was an all-Nazi Girls Gone Wild. So I was shooting, I bought Nazi flags, and I put them up in my room, and I was shooting girls stripping in front of them.
Jeff, why are you hard?
And it was all very silly.
I'm holding my hands down.
Like, I purposely got, like, Jewish girls to do it so that they was, like...
Yeah, they were all in on it.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. It was silly. But I was in between shots, and one of them had like one of my roommates had my DVDs, and they just went in my room, and I think they thought all year my room was covered in Nazi flags, and they never spoke to me again.
Oh, God,
it was kind of a godsend.
You're gonna get some Kat Cohen shit. Those Jewish girls are gonna be like, actually, I wasn't comfortable at the time.
Oh,
stripping in front of Hitler's.
I know, that's like the least offensive thing she's ever done.
Yeah.
The most offensive.
By the way, in one of the shots, a girl shows her tits, and I blurred her tits with pictures of Hitler.
Damn, that's Jeff came.
Yeah, that's when I would go.
Wait, say the Kat Cohen thing again.
Why?
Just say it.
I don't remember what
you're
going
to get Kat Cohen because...
Oh, because they're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're going to later...
That's the least offensive thing she's ever done. The most offensive thing? Calling herself a comic. Come on, guys.
I thought you were going to dunk on me for some
putting
reason.
Special on Netflix.
That was good.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of that writing
process. Whoopsie-daisy.
Kat Cohen sounds like what you would call an actual Jewish cat. Like if you're making fun of a cat for being Jewish. Fucking Kat Cohen over here.
Not sharing any of its other food with the other kids.
This is my other pet, Doggy Goldberg. Right
here. Fucking hogging all the nip.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I like colleges. I think they're fun.
No.
Do you do colleges? Yeah. Did you guys ever do anything in college that like would not fly now? I used to do the mangina down the hallway.
Or you tuck it in, you get the little crease.
I used to knock on people's doors, and my friends would be like in the room with their head out, and I go, "I need to use your printer. I have a paper due. I'm so sorry. Can I please?" And they'd open the door, and I'd be like, "Am I a boy or a girl?"
Oh wow,
that's funny.
2003, right? Baby.
And then they squirt all over your shoes.
Yeah, and then we fuck.
Jesus. What? Are we not?
I'm trying to figure out if I could do any of these. These all might be crimes. There was a dorm full of girls that were real shitty my freshman year, and every time we got drunk and came home, we would all go piss on their doorstep.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
That's good old fashioned.
And then on another one of the floors, they had like a draw your own mural thing where they had markers and kids could draw whatever they want, like whatever they were thinking about. And one night I got really high and just put a dick on everything.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I spent like 2 hours doing it, and they had to take it down and have like a meeting.
Oh, we would put
these dicks are so good. We have to find this artist.
We would put lotion and condoms and leave them on people's doors.
Oh, that's fun,
right?
These are all fun.
And then we would put CDs in the microwave.
Whoa,
you ever do that?
Yeah,
that's
it's that tight.
I don't like. You ever do that?
That's
like
that.
Jeff,
you're ruining a perfectly good microwave.
Nuh-uh, you're ruining the CD.
Well, could have some good tunes on that jam CD.
It's a blank CDR, Jeff.
It better be.
Gentlemen, Father's Day is just around the corner, and our buddies at Manscaped are here to ensure all the father figures out there are set for the summer. By set for the summer, I mean some of your sets are getting a little nasty. So treat yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with their packages. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code BYGUYS at manscaped.com. Trust me, your dick and balls are going to love you. Guys, Manscaped sent me a package. This thing is awesome. They have the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, a Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all in. Guys, this Lawnmower 4.0 is going to change the way you trim your downstairs, okay? It does not nick you. It does not hurt you. It's got an LED light on it, and it works in the shower. Your bait and tackle are never gonna look better. Guys, this is a great gift for your dad. This is a great gift for your uncle. This is a great talking point at home. If you want everybody to remember what you got your dad this year, or somebody in your life for Father's Day, go to Manscaped right now and get 20% off and free shipping with our code BYGUYS, BIGUYS. Once more, guys, manscaped.com. BYGUYS is the code for 20% off and free shipping. Hook your old man up this Father's Day with the best his dick has ever looked. Let's get back into the show.
I used to pee on people's shoes when they'd be in the stall next to you. You'd the urinal, and then there's the stall.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
And there's taking poop.
I was a pee on it guy for a long time.
You ever do a piss puck?
Don't steal my piss puck story.
You ever do a piss puck?
What is that?
Oh, boy.
It's the urinal cake, right?
You cut... you make a urinal cake out of piss.
No, you piss in Dixie cups, but just about that much, and then you freeze them.
Yeah.
That way you can put them in people's front door. Like if they have a mailbox,
slide
in the front
it under
door.
Their door or something.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can stuff a few in there.
Yep.
That way the next day when they melt, they're like, how did someone pee inside my house? Or if their windows open in their car, like cracked.
So you can fuck with them physically and mentally.
Cover anything in pee.
Really? Like the guy hanging from the ceiling? He was standing on a bunch of piss pucks, and you're like, how did he die?
It's just a puddle of piss.
It's just a puddle of piss.
Our couch was right next to the front door, and we would just be so lazy, we'd just go open the front door and piss onto the porch.
Jesus.
And in the winter, it froze over, and this girl came over, and she's like, is my friend here? And then she slipped in the piss and fucking ate it on all the piss, and we couldn't stop laughing. She was like really hurt, but we were like, she slipped in the piss, she fell in all the piss. What a dumb piss bitch.
This is your college frat house?
No, this was a frat house. Jeffrey, please.
This is his childhood home.
This woman was his mother.
I also didn't go to college. This was just a house I hung out in.
I imagine our curious stories are like, one time we baked cookies and we didn't tell people we put sugar in them.
I went to community college, so I just went to class at 3 p.m. and went home to mommy. That's all I did. So I didn't really have any like college stories.
No?
No. Not really.
You didn't get any ruckus?
Nope. No trouble?
I was working and then going to community college at night for business.
Wow, what a nice guy.
Yeah,
For business.
Yeah, I studied business, for which is business. My look back.
Oh, and one time I killed a hooker.
Yeah. Jeff used to sell cell phones like a Middle Eastern guy.
Really?
Well, with a Middle Eastern guy.
And Habibi? Like,
yeah, I used
buddy,
to say,
buddy, come in here. I got a deal.
Yeah. Habibi.
August 2001. Wow, we need 14 cell phones today.
I do remember that they had to put me in Detroit. They had to put me in Detroit one time, and he gave me like a really racist how to sell to black people cell phones.
What was it?
He said, he goes, keep it simple. They're all gonna oh yeah, dude, it was rough. Well, he goes, they're all gonna ask the same thing, what'll it do? And I go, all right, that's exaggerating. What'll it do is what he said. He goes, they're all gonna ask that. And then I was like, you're being a dick. And
wait,
then
the Indian guy said this.
It was Middle Eastern. Iraq.
Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah. He was like, they're gonna ask what'll it do.
Did
and then
he have an accent himself?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
He was just like me.
Middle Eastern.
Just a regular, normal man.
No, I don't believe it. Yeah, you've been talking funny.
Did he wear more or less rings than Ian?
Just the wedding ring.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Lots of hair. He had a lot of hair.
Wait, Chaldean guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaldeans are the worst.
What's Chaldean?
That's not true.
Middle Eastern Catholic people.
Yeah.
Catholic
Iraq. Got a bunch of them. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of, like,
we got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, we got a rat king of them.
Yeah. We're lousy with Chaldeans in
Michigan.
You gotta shoo them off your porch.
Can't throw a baseball without hitting a goddamn Chaldean.
Hey, buddy, you heard about Jesus Christ? Get the fuck out of here.
I stopped a woman today at the cigarette shop. This old bitch, she was being racist. I stepped in and I stopped it.
Wow, you stopped some racism
punched
today?
Her in the head.
Yeah. Yep.
What would you do it? I beat the shit out of this rich
I fingered her till she sung a different tune.
What the fuck?
That's cool.
No,
how did it start?
She was an old lady, she was wearing a mask, and she kept going, deluxe box. Deluxe box. And I was like, the large box, sure. The large box, sure. She was like, no. Do any of these people speak fucking English? And I go, hey.
I haven't picked a side in the story.
I go, hey, lady, they probably can't hear you because of your mask. And she goes, I don't think they speak English. I go, they speak English just fine. You're wrong. And she just turned around like she was like scolded. And then I went over and I bought my cigarettes. And then her and the older black woman teamed up and started making fun of them. And I was like, well, I'm obviously the wrong one here.
Like, sorry, buddy.
Blatant old lady.
I should just leave. I was going to be a Yelp bitch, but yeah. I was like, she's got
the most blatant old lady racism I ever saw was my old neighborhood, which was very Middle Eastern. And an old lady at a deli. And it was pre-Trump. But it was when he was running.
Yeah.
And I remember her just yelling at the guy at the counter, once Trump's elected, all of you are getting kicked out of here and going back where you fucking came from. And I just remember all these Middle Eastern guys being like, oh, she thinks Trump will get elected. What a dumb bitch.
And they're all back in the Middle East.
I will say, I'm not one of these, like, this is America, speak English guys. But it is that... The language barrier of when someone's dropping food off at your house or like when you're trying to discuss something with like your Chinese superintendent, it's incredibly hard to get your point across.
Yeah.
Like just assimilate a little. Just learn enough so that you can be competent at your job. That's great.
That's smart.
That's awesome.
It don't work good.
No.
The other day we got, your toilet is no good. That's what we got out of them.
Well, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's no good. Yeah.
What else do you need?
No. Time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I had a leak one day, and I called my landlord, couldn't get a hold. I call.
Hello, landlord? There's green stuff in the front of my underpants.
It's not good.
It's not good. Pinga is not good.
No. And I was like, I called my like superintendent. I was like, please help. There's a leak. And he goes, I know working on Sunday. And I was like, but I need your help. And he goes, it's Sunday. I know working. I was like, no, I need you. Please. He goes, no, you call Augie. I'm not here. I was like, say, please. And then I just shut all my water off.
Yeah. My old guy came
the next day.
We had our, all the light fixtures started leaking water.
What?
Like all the fixtures in the ceiling started pouring water. And he goes, he's too cold. I come tomorrow. But he had a little guy that would always be with him.
Aww.
He had like a little friend. that would always be just housing tall boys with Bud Light. And they would always be in the bodega downstairs drinking. And one day he shows up without his assistant. And my roommate goes, hey, what happened to your friend? He goes, he died.
He died. He said no more.
You know, working.
No, my old neighborhood was like dramatically Middle Eastern. And I don't want to go with the narrative that this sounds like. But there were lots of bodegas where there would be groups of like eight guys in folding chairs talking. Yeah. And then you would walk in and they would all stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
Watch you make your purchase. And then as you left, start talking again. I'm like, somebody's planning something.
In English or in
in
Farsi?
Something. Oh. In something.
Oh.
Dude, I walked into one bodega one time that was so obviously a front that the guy was standing at the counter smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, hey, do you have Altoids? And he goes... Like, just like I went, mints, do you have mints? And he goes like this. And chewed me out of the store.
Oh, I love that.
He could not have cared less about making a transaction.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's great.
I forgot weed was legal in our bodega on the corner, just like the old guy who used to run it. It's sold now to these young kids.
Which one?
The one on school. Well, I'm not gonna, it's like right on the corner of where I'll tell you after that. But they
say your address.
They spray painted a
on
bong.
The corner of please don't and rape my chick.
They spray painted a bong on the front of the thing. I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, damn, they already got tagged. And I didn't realize that they're selling weed. And I was like, do you guys have Coke? He's like, we'll have Coca-Cola next Tuesday. It was like Wednesday. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, you wanted soda Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted
Coke. No, I wanted like soda. They have zero sodas. They have zero chips. They just sell weed.
You said, do you have Coke?
Yeah, I know,
and he said, next Tuesday.
You gotta go, can I get a Coca-Cola?
I fucked up.
Yeah.
I fucked up the story. It wasn't good anyways.
I didn't really get where it was going.
Let's go back to Jeff.
Try it again, but be from like mid-America.
Funny town.
Yeah.
Y'all ever hear about these bodegers?
What? Oh, that's funny. It sounds bad with the R.
It does.
Real Tim. Fishy with the R.
I wanted you to go. So I walked in and asked for some pop.
Yeah. We want to just fucking mid-Easter pop.
I dropped a hard R on bodega.
Holy shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What happened?
Do it again.
I know I blacked out.
Digital, but
do it again. One more time.
You bodega down.
Yes. Whoops and daisies.
I told you about the liquor store that was definitely a front, right?
No.
When my wife and I first started dating, we were walking back on a Sunday from somewhere, and it was booze o'clock. It was like about to be 5 on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, hey, let's stop at a liquor store. And we're like a mile or two from the house. And we see this, you know, tiny little liquor store on a strip of stores. And it's like 4:40. And I go to try the door, and it's locked. Oh, that must have closed early. And this lady real sheepishly opens the door, and she goes, I keep the door locked because cat will get out. And then we walk in, and there's nobody. It's silent. There's no music playing. There's nothing. And there's just shelves of booze on them that you can see from the outside. I go and grab a bottle of Smirnoff, and I take it down, and there's nothing behind it. There was one bottle of everything with nothing behind it with deep shelves, but the way it was placed was that from the outside, it looked like a fully stocked liquor store.
So it was like a North Korean front store? Like everything.
So there's nothing in it. They had maybe 20 or 30 bottles of liquor in the entire liquor store.
What do you think it was a front for?
Yeah. I get up to the counter, and I go to pay for it. And we see the lady just open a drawer with no register, pretend to make change, and then just take out like a dollar or two and put it back out, follow us out, and lock the door again behind us.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, dude, somebody was getting murdered 10 feet away from us.
Or sex traffic.
For? Yeah, that could have been
sex trafficking. Oh,
have you ever seen sex traffic in real life?
A little hand reaches out as you grab the bottle of vodka.
You get stuck in sex traffic?
Yeah. See a jam? I try to get to work. There's all this sex traffic.
Helicopter 6 here.
This is a sex traffic report.
This is a sex traffic report. I've
been sitting this for an hour and a half.
Someone's getting jammed up on I-95.
There's Asian boys all over the fucking road.
I've never seen anybody get sex trafficked, you know? I've seen a rough handhold.
What the fuck?
You're like, come on, let's go. We're leaving. Who knows who that is? You know?
He used to do that as a bit.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago until a guy stood up. He used to do a bit where he'd grab his
high.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, you lift her arm up high, like, we're leaving.
Uh-huh. But what happened? You tell the story.
And then we're leaving. And someone goes, what? And then she's like, no, we're fine.
Yeah, and some guy's like, hey, leave her alone. He's like, no, it's a bit. It's a bit.
Wait, you would grab a girl?
Yeah,
his girlfriend.
We wouldn't be dating.
Not on stage.
I thought this was an on stage bit.
No.
Just a funny thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You make people think you're kidnapping a woman.
Right.
Yeah, it was 2014.
They all laugh and laugh.
Joke. Yeah.
And they go, nope, she's with me.
You know that joke when you punch your wife in the face in front of people?
Like, this will be funny.
No, all I do is fart on the elevator when it's with my wife and wait for somebody to get on and then go.
That's pretty good.
So some guy stopped you?
Oh, he just like, no, he's like, hey, what's going on? And then she'd like say we were doing a bit. And I was like, whoa.
That even sounds like.
I'm just currently falling down the stairs. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
He makes me do bits.
Yeah, talk to Joe.
No one.
Yeah. That is abuse.
You saw a tough handhold, though?
I mean, you see them all the time all over the city.
Really?
You ever see a tough handhold?
No. Like, two people holding hands aggressively?
Like somebody pulling somebody, let's go?
Yeah, no, you see some tough handholds. Yeah.
See?
I don't think I've seen that.
Well, I don't know what Candyland you're living in, but I'm living in the streets of New York City.
I'm still looking up at these tall buildings.
Sure, sir. I'll give you a dollar. Sure, sir. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah.
Sure, sir.
Too much on the cruise ships, this beautiful buffet of the sea.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Out here.
Yeah, you've been doing more than I have, so.
There's some racism on those suckers.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you guys both?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah. Oh, I heard
I've
one.
Only done one.
Yeah? I heard it the other week. I heard some. All the security are Indian for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know. I think there's a staffing agency.
They have those big curvy swords.
Yeah, they all have them.
They all have scimitars.
Yeah, the guys that told him how to sell cell phones.
Yeah, they all recognize him.
Yeah, what all that sword do?
It's a buffet. What did you know?
Yeah. They got my ass. What?
No, it's not Carnival. Go ahead.
But what is it? We were leaving. We're getting off the ship, you know, and you have to go through security. And we're leaving, and it was taking too long. And the security, like, form a line, you know, stop pushing, you know, whatever.
And who's doing the security?
They're all Indian guys. They're all Indian.
And what
guys.
Would they sound like?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm not really picturing it.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
You got to paint a better picture.
Hey, we're going, right? Uh-huh. And then this lady is getting annoyed, and she's just like right next to the guy, looks at him and goes, blah, 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 blah.
A plus, lady. You're really going for it.
And then just started cackling.
Did you laugh?
I went, my lord. You know, I hid my smile
you
out of
clutched
shame.
Your pearls.
Yeah, I was like, not on my. I pulled an E and I was like, you get it, not on my one.
Yeah.
No, I quietly held my head down.
The problem with Apu, security lines.
There's also a lot of like internal racism, like between the other, like the Africans and the South Africans and the Indians and the Southeast Asians and stuff.
Oh,
like,
Indians and Pakistani kids always had beef growing up.
Well, our Curry also
Indians technically
them.
Can't have beef.
Our Curry
now,
gathers.
What dumb shit were you going
to say? Well, I'll tell you, our Curry all the races that don't like each other, and he pays them his money from the cruises to fight each other for his enjoyment.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
Help Tim.
Yeah. Of having cockfights on deck B.
I thought it was a fun thing to imagine.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21 who live in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys want to get high? I want to get high with you. That's why we need to go to YoDelta.com today and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped, and more importantly, it gets you high. They sent me vapes, they sent me gummies, and holy moly, do these things work, okay? I will tell you, Delta 8 is very potent, and these products should be taken responsibly. So, go on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network, and use the promo code GAS for 25% off your order today. One more time, guys. That's yoDelta.com. Promo code GAS for 25% off your order. YoDelta.com. Let's go get high and let's get back into the show. The first time I did a cruise, I went up to go get food and I was like, is there anything more appropriate on a cruise than that they had a Guy Fieri burger station?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Wow.
And by the way,
donkey sauce, baby.
Phenomenal. Oh. Every day.
And I like how there's videos, TVs around it showing you guy making burgers as if it's like, that's the guy from the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Smothered in donkey sauce.
How long are you out on the water for a cruise?
Week?
He does a week. I used to do a month, up to a month.
What? On the
when
same
the
boat?
Pandemic, when the pandemic, that shit, when we came back, I was like, fuck it, I had nothing else going on. So I would spend a month on the boat, yeah.
Really?
Do you have to be clean?
No. Only one, you have to do one, like, one PG show, and then you can have, I have, like, three adult shows.
A night? Or how many shows?
Average is, like, two shows a night. One to two.
Two shows a night?
Yeah.
One PG and one regular?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The difference how long? Is...
30 minutes.
Each.
Yep. It's not bad.
I can do 30 clean.
Yeah.
It should be a fucking cruise ship comic.
Get out there. Bring your oranges for what? Scurvy.
Yeah.
You don't they have food on the ship. Ian, don't worry.
But here's the thing. Arcuri likes Stuart. He hates Stuart. Sheen hates
Stuart. I find like the it's not like I'm like, oh hell yeah, it's great money and it's not that bad. It's good shows. I'm not like
you were at Beauty Bar the other week being like, you're gonna love it, Jeff.
Yeah, because he got on a bigger ship, a normal one.
Oh yeah.
It had like a full comedy club in it.
It was fine.
Yeah. This motherfucker texts me day one being like, up. What are you doing? I'm bored. I'm like, am I going to have to text you every day because you're bored on the ship? And he was
yeah,
like,
what do you do on the ship?
Eat. I've been gaining weight. I have a slice of cake after every meal.
Little reward.
They do give you a cake.
They do. Yeah, I always go, well, time for the cakes.
Pay him a cake.
I'm used to tiramisu, so.
Wait, what no, was
you
it?
Try to tiramisu? Live like a person the first two or three days, and I'm like, day five, I'm seeing if anyone's watching me fill my drink cup with soft serve ice cream.
Oh, God.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Is that, move. Like, what is there to do? What do you do? Take us through a day.
Well, I don't know what you do, but I'll get up late.
What
I'll
is it that the night you before. Do?
Like, I'll hang out with the crew or whatever, and then I'll get up noonish. And
are
then...
these fuck fests we're talking about, or is it all gross?
Now,
tell us about your day, because I don't drink, so it's a different day.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
We'll this, have isn't comparing this gonna be fun? Days.
Just like, I wake up at 5 a.m. and catch the sunset over the Atlantic Ocean.
So that's the question. When I did the cruise ship, I had a rider, so I requested, like, bottles of booze.
Oh,
you
really?
Get alcohol or
you get it cheap from the crew bar, so I can get like wine and beer and stuff for like a dollar. You know what I mean? Real cheap. But then the crew bar is like you get mixed drinks for like a dollar.
Ship with alcohol.
But so like I wake up late and then I go to the gym and then I'll
what's that?
And then they're like, there's like a running track up top, so I'll just spend time outside. Then I'll
slow
just,
down, slow down, slow down. What are these magical places where you wake up?
There's a top of the cruise ship. Yeah, then I would just like eat and then read and write, and then that's it. Then I have shows, and then I just
get off for a month.
Do you get off when they dock somewhere nice or no?
Yeah,
bother.
Yeah, if they do, and especially if I make friends on the ship, like crew, I'll go hang out with like the dancers or the singers or whatever.
And you just go. How long are you on land for? Like docking.
How long
five,
are you
six
docking?
Hours?
On
yeah, like sometimes five, like
hours.
10 hours.
Oh, so it's not like overnight.
No, they have those, but I haven't been on one.
What other forms of entertainment are on the boat alongside you?
Magic. Sometimes they fly on acts, so they have like a magic. My favorite was when I had. There was two separate magicians that they flew on, and they had their shows back to back, same like different magic shows, uh-huh. And they both had like two of the same tricks.
Amazing.
And their closer was the same, where they pull out like they go,
"Shut
oh,
up.
It's a picture of Johnny Depp as a baby," and it's just like a baby photo, and they're like, "I told you it was Johnny Depp in here the whole time."
So it was
like,
Harrison and who else?
I don't remember, but I do remember seeing the joke back to back and being like, "Oh, that second guy was probably wondering why isn't this landing so well?" It's because they just saw it an hour and a half.
So wait, hold on. How you get it?
I was saying I've seen that joke at LOL. I've seen that trick at LOL.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, even the magicians on the seas are hacks.
The best magic trick I ever saw was in Chicago.
Oh.
Some street magician did something where, you know, he's taking cards, whatever, whatever. He has you sign a card. He puts them in his hand, and then he chucks them across the street, and the cards fly everywhere. You walk across the street, and the card that you signed is stuck to a glass window of a store.
How did he do it?
I don't know. It has been haunting me for decades.
Whoa.
It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I don't know how that's possible.
I think what he did is found you when you were still drinking and blacked out and got you to sign a card years earlier.
How do you do that?
What a long con.
He probably has a friend.
With my signature.
Yeah, maybe. He like palms it off to somebody and they just go, like someone.
Yeah,
you don't
he palms
know.
It off, they go and put it while you're being distracted.
But it was, you're saying they see how he writes his and then they write it?
No, he might hand it off.
Oh, so you're saying I sign it, put it in the thing, he's distracting some guy we don't even notice, he hands it to, and yeah, while he's distracted, the guy runs across the street.
Did you see a guy jaywalking that
Can
day?
Can you look it up? Can you look it up?
There was one guy that held up traffic as he walked across. Anyways.
Sheen, how many people do you hang out with on the ships? Do you make friends with this?
No, I don't make any friends.
Hold on. When you performed, you were doing the same for the same crowds every night.
Yeah, so you have to, that's why it's good to have different sets, because they come back regardless. Like, even though it's the same, it's a repeat show. I'll
for a
come.
Month.
No, they're not all on the same ship for a month. They switch off every week.
Oh,
yeah.
Different. But it's seven nights, two shows a night, same people.
Seven nights, about seven shows a week is the average.
Same people
for that week. But you're doing all different sets. Like you don't just repeat your set. So you just do like all different 30 minutes.
Right, every single time.
No, I repeat my PG.
Uh huh.
But then I do all different adult shows.
Right, right. Wow.
Because it's easy to go crowd work when you can say whatever. Yeah. But then PG, there's like a 10-year-old in the front audience. You want to be like, so what do you
crowd work them?
Idiot?
What's your favorite color, faggot?
I bet it's pink, you what? Gay little bitch. Now get up here and sit on Jeffy's lap.
Wow. Y'all want to see a human puppet show?
Oh,
I did.
Here's some magic. I'm gonna make my dick disappear in this boy.
Oh. There was. You know you're on this vacation because your parents are sick of fucking. Right,
there was
you know, you little cock block. You're here right now. Your mom tries to get wet for the first time in 5 years.
Here's an invitation. Helping. I'm Jeff Sheen. Whoopsie daisy. Ball on the child's penis.
Oh, what the hell?
I like how the child is the top.
Yeah,
he's the top.
Yeah, I always blow him.
Yeah, and even the kids are like, "This is too much teeth for my little kid dick."
I go, "Please."
Yeah. Called prepping the calf.
I didn't know I was gonna fuck a donkey on this road.
What's your day like? Is it pretty simple?
My day, I wake up. I have my coffee.
Edit my suicide letter.
Then I have my breakfast burrito, and then I wander around. Just aimlessly wander. I always take the stairs too.
Ask multiple people. You think if I jumped, I would die?
Didn't someone?
I asked that.
Didn't someone die instantly. On one of your ship? Fall off the ship while one of you
die?
Guys was
laughing.
Yeah, I've had people die all the time.
No. Oh,
what?
Jesus.
Yeah, people die all the time.
I bet nobody died. Somebody have a seizure.
Wait.
What?
Well, people you probably don't know about it unless you see it.
No, I had a seizure during my show.
Hold on, go back.
The Caesar salad?
The seizure. You know, when they the seizure.
There you go.
The you talk better if you get all the comments. Wait, hold on. You've seen people die?
Not
on a
seen
ship?
Them die, but I've seen like a body getting carried out, like because they put you in a morgue. Because a lot of old people.
There's
take
a morgue
cruises.
On the boat.
Yeah.
Then they send you out and they shoot fiery arrows. At
But didn't you say, didn't one of you, didn't
what say are they going to dump them like Bin Laden?
Yeah,
they have a morgue on the boat.
Didn't you say a kid fell off?
Oh, that's probably one of the worst stories I've heard secondhand.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Oh, it was, you
we'll
know, okay,
funny
so,
it up. Come on, let's go.
There's this, there's in the middle of the ship, like in the lobby area, you know this, there's like a big, usually like a lobby area where it goes all the way up the entirety of the ship. Like,
yes.
a, like a huge, like where you can see all the,
oh, like an old Omni hotel.
Yeah.
Yes. And, so if you're on deck 10, you can see down to deck 3 or whatever, and it's a far drop, and this kid was like, as they were bringing luggages in and stuff, he was standing on one of the luggages over the railing and then climbed over and just from the top all the way to the bottom.
Ooh.
While people were like welcoming aboard, like the luau, like dancing
first
and stuff.
Day of the trip.
Yeah, this kid just, and the comic that told me about it was like, I was 20-30 feet away, and he's like, I cannot get that sound out of my head.
Sheen was crying. He's like, my act isn't gonna go over tonight.
He stole my line. Whoopsie daisy.
He just Jeff tries to catch him with his dick.
Yeah. I slipped in the blood.
Land.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa. The highest stakes game of ring toss ever.
You slip in the blood, and they all start laughing a little bit. But I'm not.
It's all over my shirt.
Yeah, they're like, oh. I'm...
Now I have to ask a question. Had the ship taken off yet?
I don't know.
Because imagine then you're the family, and you're like, well, we're on here for 7 days now.
Oh, God. I feel like they make an exception.
They gave him free soda.
We love dogs. Yeah.
Can't they helicopter you out?
No, that's like a myth. Yeah, it's like everyone says they helicopter. They'll just wait till the next port and keep
the
security guys.
Wait, did you see the video of that cruise ship on fire?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It was fine. They were sailing the next day.
Yeah, but they were like trying to put it out with the hose and it wasn't reaching the fire.
Yeah.
I say use the ocean. You're in there. Grab a bucket. Throw some of that water on it.
I wish you'd fall off a ledge tower.
Good luck, bitch.
I'm still thinking about the family having to still be on vacation.
I know. Going to his comedy show.
Yeah, they still make an effort to show
they
up.
They get more pissed off than you repeat material. They paid for it.
They staff, we make you a new baby out of towels.
And this one you could throw from a top deck.
He bounced. The towel won't die.
I had a comic get in trouble for calling a 12-year-old girl like a little cunt.
What?
Yeah, he didn't.
Why'd Sheen do it?
She was being one.
There's some girl was like yelling out during his show during the PG, and then he waited. Like after that, like our next show together was in the theater, an adult show, and he's like, "Was anyone there during my PG when that 12-year-old cunt was yelling out?"
Jesus!
And then he goes, "She's not even old enough to burn a cigarette out on her ass." And that's what he said to a theater of 600 people, and then no one laughs. It was real awkward. I'm leaving. It was our last night.
Why do you have to be old to do that?
Yeah, why is this guy burning cigarettes on his head?
That's what I didn't get. Like, what is like 13 is when it's like, all right.
Is that a rite of passage?
Yeah. They used to do it back in the 40s.
Was that a white trash baptism?
Yeah.
It's our bar mitzvah.
So who was the guy? Do we know the comic?
No. But then he he does that bit on the adult show in theater, like, you guys were at the show, and then he gets off stage, we're off, I'm saying goodbye to him, I'm going to go back to my room, and I see a family waiting in the middle of the thing, and some guy stands up and he goes, "Hey, I'm the father of that 12-year-old cunt. You have a second to talk?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to take off." And that's the last I saw him.
Wow. Yeah. So what happened?
I don't know. That's the last I saw him, but that's usually not good.
Yeah. That's boat life for you, man. That's boat life.
So here's the thing about, in my experience, the limited experience with the boat stuff. If you do good, it's great. And then you see people that like you and are happy to see you. Yeah. If you do poorly,
oh God,
you're locked on the boat with them for a week.
I can't imagine.
That was me.
Yeah, your first cruise was like a retirement cruise.
No, the second one was.
Oh, Jeff's constantly.
Yeah. I'm walking off stage. I hear a lady behind me because the crowd's like following too, and I'm like trying to like get ahead of them. But I hear a lady go, "I didn't like him."
Jeff's constantly hearing them tell the other comedian, "You were so much better than that other guy."
I didn't hear that too.
Really?
Well, you also did like the. Yeah. Your mom's water breaking on you in your PG show.
I don't care.
I think you
I'll do it again.
No, you won't.
And I did.
Did you?
And this last one. And they were like, "That was cool."
That's what they said?
Yeah, they all liked it.
They didn't laugh. They just all went, "That was cool."
Yeah. A toddler ran up on stage and hugged my leg.
In his defense, his PG show stands for pretty gay.
But not completely, just a pretty
part-time gay.
Tim, you would do well on a cruise.
Well, I'm the king of fat retards, so I would like fat Midwest retards. They fucking love me.
They crowned them.
Yeah. What happens if you do bad? You got to see the people over and over.
That must
day.
Be the most. And then you see them, and then they avert their eyes as they go to the buffet
because they recognize you. They're like, "How do I know?" Oh yeah, that's how.
Yeah.
Is there any hot gash or for Jeff Cock on the ship?
Oh, hey, we're not allowed.
Let me answer this for you. No.
Oh no.
Did you not hear my fat Midwest retard remark? They're all fucking women wearing.
I was the sixth hottest girl on the boat. I did.
Hey, I'd take that.
Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise.
I think you'd have fun.
I've never been
You'd have a fun time.
You'd spend all your time fucking smoking out on the deck.
You would.
Oh, you're allowed to smoke?
Yeah, you can smoke and drink lemonade. But as much as you want.
I'm there. I think being stuck on a boat
like fucking Mark Twain
for 7 days would be hell. Now if I wasn't fishing, if I was fishing, that's a different story.
But what think about
I
it
love
like
fishing. This man loves to fish.
Other people pay to be on there. You're getting paid to be there. So it's like if you just try and make it a vacation, what the fuck is this?
We were fishing. You need to start putting lures on your bucket hat.
Yeah, there you go.
I could be the new Larry the Cable Guy with the lure on my bucket hat.
Yeah.
Ian the faggot guy.
Oh, no. Ian the streaming guy.
Get,
Streaming cable. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Should I not try anymore?
Shut up and let sit in it.
Fine.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was horrible.
Here's a gun. Now get her done.
That was a whoopsie daisy.
I don't know. I don't think.
There we go. He's back.
Woo!
Jeff.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, that was not the best way to do that.
Huh?
You literally just went, Jeff.
No, that's the best way Jeff and I do it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm usually in front.
Have you guys hooked up?
Me and Tim?
The look! Something happened.
No. We wish we could, but we're in committed relationships with our girlfriends.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend, so I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm incredibly bi, but I can't do anything about it because I have a girlfriend.
God, I want to say something so mean.
Say something. Do what it.
I would never. I can't.
He can take it. He's a sad
man. When you're lonely, do you just feel his nose and jerk off?
Yeah. Pretty good. It never gets erect, though. It always is pointing down.
Just like, what's wrong with you?
He's like, whoopsie daisy.
Here, we didn't do plugs. Let's get plugs out of the way. Friends in the booth, hit that music. Guys, what would you like people to check out?
Check out our Beauty Bar show every Sunday at 9 p.m. at Beauty Bar on 14th and 3rd in Manhattan. If you like this banter, then you're going to love it when we yell at our Curie on stage.
Hell yeah. And social media, dates, anything else you guys want to plug?
Oh, I'm at New York Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah.
J-R Curie, J-A-R-C-U-R-I.
Check out the Great Hang podcast. Great Hang with Micah and Tim. Ruthless bitch Micah Fox is mean to me on every episode, so you can check that out. And follow me on Instagram at @hot_comic69.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys very much for being here. Do you have any more dates you guys want to plug?
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Why is it just a shot of Harrington for no reason?
I don't know. It was supposed to be your lower third. Give me a second.
And I'll be out. You guys know where to find me. I think I'm going to be in San Diego this weekend coming up. So check my social media to confirm that.
Yes. Hi, everybody. iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. June 6th to the 12th, I'm going to be in sunny Los Angeles. The 9th to the 11th, I'm going to be opening for the wonderful Shane Gillis, the Bray Improv. It's going to be very fun. We will have a lot of smokes and jokes, so come on out. June 17th and 18th, Royal Comedy Theater, Toronto, Canada. Tickets are going fast. Swipe them up. June 25th, Columbus, Ohio, Natalie's Grandview. And then June 22nd, 23rd, I am headlining Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio. Gonna be a blast. Got a bunch of other stuff coming up. American Comedy Company, Zany Chicago, Zany's Nashville. Gonna be fun. Getting those dates settled now. iAnimal69 to check it out. And Sopranos Prima Volta every Thursday with me and Sam Roberts. Sopranos Watch Along Podcast. Yes, yes.
I like that show.
Yeah, my show?
No.
Oh. No, The Sopranos.
Your show fucking sucks. I like The Sopranos.
By the way, Ian, when you do Zany Chicago, check the guest book at the...
Oh, I'm so excited.
Check the guest book at the comedy condo. I wrote something in your entry.
Yeah, there. Dude, I've gotten so many pictures of the entry I wrote in.
What did you put in there? I don't even think I signed it.
Guy goes, they need to stay at the comedy condo to find
it. Yeah, I signed it, and then I hid drugs, and I wrote where to find them.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's nice.
I'm a nice boy.
Well, there was like a thing, like a running joke for the past like 4 years or whatever, that someone was like, I left $2 in the sock drawer. I found $2. I left $5 under the bed, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I came in the fork drawer. And they're like, did you have the most fun doing this weekend? I was like, coming in the fork drawer.
I wrote in mine, the fork tastes funny.
Yes.
No, and then a fan handed me mushroom pills, and I knew I had to get on a flight the next morning, and I was like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And so I hid them in a baggie, and then I hid them in the comedy condo, and then I wrote instructions on how to find them on a blank
yes! page. Oh. So much better than $5.
About a month or two ago. I know they changed it, but I put it in a piece of furniture that they told me they were moving.
Oh,
so I knew it was still going to be there.
Nice.
I'm going to be in Chicago Sunday. I'm going to go and try and find them.
Nice. Are you going to stay at the condo?
No, I'm just going to be there. And okay. I know where the condo is.
Okay, great.
You're going to just go in and ask to get into the condo?
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me, Bert. I would like to get into your condo now,
please. He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, well, then I don't have a contact.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. That's right. I'm here to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. Your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years. Why? Because they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So go up to that counter guy who usually doesn't know what you need, needs to order your part, doesn't have quite what you're looking for, and after all that, it's still going to upcharge you, and tell him to go screw. Because at rockauto.com, you can find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or some idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles even work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site, check it out. But if you get anything, make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. They're going to love that. One more time, you guys know the website. You know it, you love it, and you love to hear me tell you about it. RockAuto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Do you think if I went to Chicago in September, it would be warm enough for me to go in the water?
No.
When? Early or late September?
Early.
Maybe
in the early.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you'll.
If it's early,
the weather's so. The first week of September, you have a chance.
That lake weather, that lake is cold as hell on the hottest day.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I had so much fun in Chicago. I rented a bike and I sunbathed on the beach. Went in the water.
You and I are so different.
We used to jump off the cement ledge with the Mexican teens.
Oh, that's great.
Jeff would wear his hat. They'd wear white t-shirts. It was a nice
time. Oh, yeah.
That's so fun. Chicago was great. I love doing stuff like that when I'm in different towns. When I was in Phoenix, I rode a bike, and I'd never been in a heat like that before, the dry heat.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
So I wasn't really sweating, but I overheated.
Thanks, Jeff.
Like a cat?
Dude,
you were just on the side of the road.
Literally, I was having a hard time breathing. I was so red, and I went into a restaurant to get takeout, and I walk in, and they go, "Sir, let us get you some water." And I was like, "Hey, thank you." And I enjoyed it though. I went to Comic-Con. It was rode a bike around. Someone got stabbed in our hotel pool. Whoa. It was great.
Did you dress like a glory hole for
Comic-Con?
Yeah, is that your cosplay? Oh, what is it? Oh, I guess you don't suck cock ever. My fucking bad, you fucking gay bitch. Never suck a guy. He doesn't.
Is there a super glory hole man?
Yes, something? You.
Is that the joke?
Yes.
By the way,
don't ruin my secret identity.
By the way, if you were in a video game, it would be super glory hole man.
Super glory.
You just see Ian's head going down.
That's how I fight crime.
Quick, build a wall.
Put it through the hole. I wanted to build a wall for a different reason.
Yeah. You need a Mexican sidekick just to build the walls for you to drill the hole in.
Your quick changes in bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
He stands outside the stall. He's like, he not done yet. He's still in there working.
So you trap the bad guys with the hole?
Yeah, he
you don't
the
let
cock,
go.
He gets
then
the
they're, then
in
they're
mouth,
stuck.
Then
no, Jeff, I make them look through it like it's a binocular.
Oh.
He makes them think it's a lady by showing a female leg around the corner, and then the guy puts his penis through.
Oh, okay.
And I suck him till he says stop.
I thought you were going to say your power.
By the way, the idea of a guy in like prison overalls with a bag with a dollar sign on it getting his dick sucked through a wall.
Just tell me, like, say when.
Your superpower should be that you suck dick so good that they turn good. So you turn villains good with your dick sucking
powers.
Oh, you
suck out all the evil?
Yeah.
You suck out all the evil?
Yeah.
Is that how you think they make cops?
Huh?
Is that how you think they make police officers?
That's how I like to think.
They suck the evil out of them.
And that's why I think all cops are good.
All, every single one.
That's right.
Everyone. Not one bad egg in the bunch.
That's right. All cops must come.
Thin white line. Yeah,
I'll do my part. It's more of a thick white line. Sticky white line.
No, this is blue. Blue comedy.
Yeah.
Blue lives comedy.
What the fuck?
I'm trying.
You just really blew
Jeff,
the moment.
Did you not see how we were all resting from the rib?
I know we were taking a rest.
Jeff had to be alone with his thoughts.
Yeah. I'm on a boat all the time eating cake.
Little cake boy.
Little cake.
He's just cake. Did you enjoy the show? Eating his cake.
The carrot cake's the best.
The carrot cake's good. I like the tiramisu.
Do you tell men it's not gay if it's on international waters?
That's right.
No rules out here, boys.
Yeah, Supreme Court can't get us.
There are some gay there's a lot of gay stuff in there. Hanging out with like the officers and stuff.
What?
They and the entertainment crew. They brag about what? Hang
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that's
what?
Right.
They brag about how they turn the Italian officers gay, like for just for their contract. They'll just make them gay.
No, they're just Italian.
Wait, okay. What?
So they brag about like the entertainment guys and the hotel directors, like all those in that field will
are
be
gay.
Like, yeah, we'll flirt with the Italian guys. We'll get them back here, get them
Why
drunk,
the
and
Italian
then they'll be
guys?
Gay for like
Who are the Italian guys.
They're the hottest
they're
guys.
They're usually
the
officers. They're usually like the naval people.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And they're hot guys.
Yeah, usually
they're very. They're staring into a naval.
Yeah. And it was one night I was in one of the guys' cabins. And
we're all hanging out.
And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, we turned these guys gay. And I'm like, that's so crazy that these guys fall for it.
What a bunch of dumb idiots.
Yeah, no, they're like, want some more wine?
I'm yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is crazy.
Wait, how do they turn them gay? They just get them drunk.
They get them drunk and then
they're like, let them eat blow. You.
They are known as the horniest guys in the ship, as the Italian officers.
Guys?
They go to like all the performers' shows and they sit in the front row, like, I like how you move your body.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
And they're very aggressive with how they hit on, too. Like, me and you should go back and have sex.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They're just very blunt.
Yeah. Does everything you've heard about Italians is true.
They rule.
Yeah. All that limoncello.
God, you guys are two nice people, so I can't ask. What's the situation with getting drugs on the boat? Because what I did, there was a lot of drugs. That's because it was like a heavy metal cruise.
Oh, it was like chartered? Like the whole cruise was that?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's still like super illegal, though.
Yeah, because they don't care if it's legal in America. As soon as you bring it on the boat, you're saying you're bringing it to other countries.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait. On your, you get... This is like heavy security getting on the boat.
Yeah.
Like airline security.
Yeah. You got to put your bag through like a metal detector.
And you can't bring alcohol. So like,
it's a metal detector.
Yeah. But they're a little more lax than like TSA in terms of like the scanning machines. You can tell like while they're scanning,
could you
they're like
drugs
talking
on
to each other.
Not you guys.
Do you go through regular security or performer security?
No. It's the same.
The same?
It's pretty much the same. I go through like the crew security, which they'll check. And there's people who
are all
in
Indian,
trouble.
By the way.
You can't bring drugs on. Yeah. I mean,
no
drugs on here.
I may know someone that snuck. I had a stroke there.
Snoke?
They took a carton of cigarettes and they undid one carton, filled it with joints, and then vacuum sealed it again with nail polish glue. So that looked like it was never opened.
That's smart, but also it seems like extra to bring actual weed when you could just bring like a pen or something. You know,
this was prior to.
Yeah.
Wait, do they sell cigarettes on the boat?
Huh?
Yeah, you can buy cigarettes.
How much are they?
Rob cheap them, like a buck or two a pack.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I should book a cruise and then buy the cigarettes on the boat.
You're gonna die of cancer your first week on the fucking
guest.
Oh yeah, just come hang out. Next time we hear Jeff do one, we'll just bring you on as our partner.
How much is a cruise to be a guest?
If you're friends with like somebody, it's like dirt cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
They're starting that back up soon.
Oh great!
We can bring people for like if they stay in your cabin with you, I think it's like $20 or something like that.
Really?
And if they get their own room, it's like. 80 or 100 for the week.
Dude, hold on. How do I become a cruise
comic? It's a lot
comic?
Of money if you're not, though.
And I don't bring my gal on. How do I do this?
How do you become a cruise comic?
Yeah.
Just like, there's agents that
gotta know, like, so a couple here, guys.
Ian, I'll tell you. You gotta
do your best.
Go be a hack. Go be a hack out in the wild. And then they'll see you doing your little hacky material.
Yeah, be Ian, like, the shit you do, but more crowd work.
Yeah, Tim can't do cruise ships because he's a pure non-hack. That's right. Why.
Yeah.
I'm out
yeah,
here
yeah,
doing yeah. art, that's and they right. don't want that on the cruise ship.
They're like, no, Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
That's you.
I know. I understand what it is. I'm motherfucking Bill Hicks compared to you. I'm out here telling it how it is. You guys are like, oh, you from Des Moines? Oh, I've never been there, but I heard it's nice.
That's good.
100%. That's really funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to smile on stage.
And then the guy after you is like, I don't know how I'm going to follow that. Oh, fuck. I hope someone else is from, like, Cedar Rapids or something.
better bring out that great bit where I take out a picture of a baby.
Jeff fucks the picture. It's got a big hole in it.
Oh. And then two holes in the eyes
but
for my
through
cigarette.
The but through the forehead and not the mouth.
What the fuck?
He got him right in the soft spot.
Right in the bindi.
That's right.
I forgot they were Indian. That made it worse. When I was a kid, my family used to call Indian people push starts and pull starts.
Why?
Because the ones with the dot were push starts, and the ones with the turban were pull starts. That's the two kinds of engines on a boat, either with a button or with the...
Native Americans didn't even come across your family at all, huh?
Well, they were Native
probably
Americans.
Way back in the day.
What?
Well, because it's a third type of Indian.
Well...
No, there's 7-Eleven Indians, and there's woo-woo Indians.
Mm.
Feather or dot?
Yeah.
As our great friend Tom Takar would say.
Let's call him.
Did you guys see Voss getting banned from Rumors?
No.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Voss got banned from Rumors in Winnipeg for having 30 people walk out during his performance, and it's the funniest article I've ever read.
It was interesting.
I posted it, and this fucking autistic kid that I know... that likes my movie company flipped out.
Yeah.
And he started tagging people about how it was racist. And I found out, I guess he made a movie about like how Native Americans are treated in America. And in the article, Voss told the lady, in the article, they say that there was a table full of women who were being very disruptive and they were Native American. So let's be real. They were drunk.
Mm-hmm. And article also, it doesn't say that they were disruptive till the end. The whole time, it's like he was yelling at them as for being alcoholics, alcohol, beer, like this.
Really? And then in the end of the article, they say, yes, they were disrupting the show. But apparently Voss told them that, I'm not your AA sponsor. Why are you talking to me? And my favorite thing is that's like the serious, like the turn in the article. And one guy goes, you know, what finally broke the last straw, we all had to leave, is when he told them to go back to their fucking wigwam. Like, that's funny in the article.
Boss.
God damn, Voss is funny.
That's great. Good for Voss. Fuck them. Voss,
then they threw him under the bus. Fucking the club.
Really?
The club said they're never going to have him back again.
Fuck them.
And that he did not understand the implications and how Native people have been treated.
Fuck them. Voss would not go after people unless they were being fucking dickheads.
Right. Yeah.
He's not an asshole. He's the sweetest guy in the world. Fuck every single person at that club.
Wait, this is in Canada?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing. They have
what
a lot
part
of
Canada?
Of trouble
Winnipeg.
With their schools.
Fuck them.
That's a contest Ian just entered.
What?
They're having troubles with their schools?
Yeah, they have all the, they're unearthing all those burial, like the Catholics burying Native Americans.
Oh, the underground wigwams?
Yeah.
Voss, we got your back.
Dude.
I text Voss, I'm like, sorry to hear. When is the guy's email?
Her weekend opened up.
Fuck them. They banned him?
Yeah.
What dickheads?
It seemed like the owner was like trying to appease the media kind of.
Yeah,
with the really
there's
responses.
A big thing with the schools.
What? Why are you trying to shoehorn this?
We get it. You like school children.
Yeah.
It was all over the news.
Go ahead. What is it, Jeff? Explain.
There was
it.
A whole bunch. They keep finding like the schools in Canada in like the '60s. They were like taking kids from Native Americans, and then they would like try to like. force them to do shit, and they were dying, and they were just making these mass graves.
Force them to do what shit?
I don't know. These
Catholicism?
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
You keep trying to bring this up, but you know nothing about it.
So this is a big problem with Native Americans in Canada right now.
Look up Native American school burials.
Yeah, he's not making this up. I also heard about it.
Thank you!
Okay.
So they're very touchy, and I bet they're like, oh, Native Americans in
Canada. It's not that we thought you were making it up. It's that none of us cared.
Yeah.
What?
See? Unmarked graves. Residential schools. That's what they're called.
Oh, written by Jeff Sheen. Yeah, okay, I see why you're...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm well-read.
What?
An indigenous group said the remains of as many as 751 people, mainly children, had been found in unmarked graves on the site of a former boarding school in Saskatchewan.
See?
Now go down. What?
Everybody apologized to me.
Jeff, you didn't know any of the facts. You just kept yelling school and Native American.
But it was right. So they're very, very sensitive about Native Americans in Canada right now.
That's so sad.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
I guess
why did they take them?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Also,
Ian.
This is from 2021.
To try and save them from being savages. They were trying to teach them how to walk and talk like people, and a few didn't make it.
Yeah.
If you want to make a civilized omelet, Ian, you got to break a few savage eggs.
They're trying to remake
boss,
Sparta.
Boss.
Tell me I can't make fucking jokes about indigenous people, you fucking autistic fuck. Get off my goddamn Facebook wall, you 45-year-old virgin cunt. I don't want to have a discussion with you about comedy. I've been doing it for 15 fucking years.
Yeah. Fuck you. Zach.
Zach's going to have his third heart attack.
Zach and boss. Jeff sucks cock.
What? I was right, and I'm so smart.
Yeah, you are smart. I'll give you $10 right now if you can spell indigenous.
No way. All right, that's a show. This has been great. Thank you guys so much. Truly such a fun time. And also, Beauty Bar, Sunday nights.
9 p.m.
Such a fun fucking show. Every time I've been there, I have been in tears laughing at you guys. Wonderful comic, Jeff. Jeff, you're fantastic. And Tim, you've been here.
I'm always here.
Thank you for tuning in. And Zach?
Guys, on behalf of myself, our guest, and my co-host, Anand Fadante.
Anand Fadante.
This is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.